G'day, welcome to Partaker's Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
If there is one book which has proved very helpful to me in my own Christian pilgrimage, it is Pilgrim's Progress. It is full of imagery which captivates the mind as you read of the adventures of Pilgrim. He is laughed at, mocked, ridiculed, as he leaves home seeking salvation and the removal of the burden on his back, representing his sin. We read of how his name is changed to Christian when he comes to the cross, and of the many dangers he meets after that en route. He has enemies he engages in battle with. He speaks of the many helps he received as he travels on to the Beulah land and glory. He carries a scroll, the Bible, which is the lead into his final destination. If you are struggling with sin or faith or uncertainty, then read this book in modern English. This is a book written by a man of God many years ago who lived for God. A man well acquainted with troubles as he endeavoured to use his gifts of preaching in many open places. And John Bunyan suffered imprisonment for the message of freedom he would proclaim to the masses. He was a pastor, a preacher, the lover of people, enough to tell out the gospel at the expense of his wife and his life. He had a blind daughter, so the family suffered at home as well. However, in prison, God gave him an amazing dream full of Christian life principles. This book has been a world's bestseller over many years up to the present day. At his baptism, my son gave his testimony, saying what a great help Pilgrim's Progress had been to him as it was read to him at bedtime each evening. Before his baptism, my son testified how helpful my reading of that book at bedtime each night had been to show him the pathway to heaven. May I recommend its reading to you and to encourage you to learn from it? May it help you to become a stronger Christian. And I recommend the children's version, a blessing to your family.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we come to you, the Almighty God, and praise you for your faithfulness when answering our many prayers. We desire more faith and ask your forgiveness when we let you down. Forgive us, Lord, when our hearts are not always in all we do. Please, if necessary, give us a new start or rekindle the desires we once had when we first tasted and received the Lord into our lives. Forgive us and cleanse us and renew our faith, that we may honour you and give you glory due to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.